Well, they're racing at Scone today for the inaugural Upper Hunter Charity Race Day. Joining us to have a chat and help us out with a couple of tips because he's been in red hot form. Steve Keane, how are we doing, mate?
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Tell us about what's happening on today. What are we going to be able to experience at Scone Race Club?
Yeah, look, we've been greeted by another beautiful day. And we've got the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Charity Race Day today. So we'll be raising some money for a very good cause and also having 8 very strong races. So looking forward to a really, really good day.
How's the track looking at the moment? You guys didn't get it quite as much rain as everybody else.
No, that's right. Yeah, we've over the last couple of months, actually, missed a lot of the rain. So it's still in the heavy to soft range. We've been quite lucky that way. And we do feel for our neighbours further down the river that have been experiencing the large rainfalls. And our thoughts are with them as they sort of clean up.
Mate, last time you gave us some tips, you went 3 for 3 on the sideline view. So you've set a very high bar for yourself, just so you know that.
Yeah, no, I know. we'll ignore the last 6 months of just getting one here and one there. But you're only as good as your last game. So
well,
I'm coming in on form.
The first race today at 10 past midday is the Scone Rugby Club. Of course, we all love the Brumbies. Have you got a Brumbie that we should back in this one?
Yeah, I think in number 2, Diatonic, John Sargent, James Innes Jr. So bringing this horse from in town out to Scone, I think we'll take a lot of beating. So hopefully we can get some money early.
Good, some good form, a victory last start and a third before that, so it knows its way to the finishing line.
Yeah, exactly. And I think John's a great trainer over horses that can, you know, 1600 metres plus, so I think he's placed it really well, and it should be winning.
All right, that's race one today. Keep an eye on number 2, Diatonic. Race number 4 is the Westpac Rescue Helicopter 3-year-old maiden. It's going at 5-2, and you like number 2, I'll let you pronounce it.
Analius.
That's a very dangerous name, yep.
It is very dangerous, but yeah, look, from gate 7, Bailey Wheeler's claim, bringing it back down to 59.5. From a decent gate. You can see before it went out for a spell, it had 3 seconds in a row. So thinking first up, it'll be a good show and be in front for a long way.
All right, number 2, Analyst, is in the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Maiden at 5-2. And your final tip is for race 5, Martin's Stock Haulage Handicap. Who do you like?
Yeah, I like Fanmalia here, number 3. So it was a good win last start. Once again, Bailey Wheeler claiming for Rod Northam, getting it down to 60.5 kilos. So, but yeah, at last preparation showed really good form, and obviously first up ran 5th and then won last start. So it's obviously come back really well, and I think it'll be hard to hold out.
Not that we're expecting any rain today, but a slightly heavy track, 1,700 metres, being able to get 1.5 kilos must help over that distance.
Yeah, 100%. So it all helps. And you won't know till that last 50 to 100 metres. So, but hopefully that weight swing will just help us and the punters. And, we'll be able to get the cash in race 5.
That's number 3, Fanmalia. Steve, what time the gates open today?
Yeah, the gates will open at 11:45. With the first race at 12:10.
Get yourself down there to help support the most important resource that we have here in the Upper Hunter. That's the Westpac Rescue Helicopter for the inaugural Upper Hunter Charity Race Day at Scone Race Club. Steve Keane, thank you very much, and looking forward to getting some more tips from you for the sideline view this weekend.
Yeah, no worries at all, Andrew.